This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
4th Street, just south of the Loop. The Doors were at 7, there was no time to waste. It's a deadbeat production with some help from Spare Change. I was halfway there, driving down North Main, and then the message concluded with this happy refrain.
We wish you a Jerry Christmas. We wish you a Jerry Christmas. We wish you a Jerry Christmas and a happy Bob Weir.
90.1 KPFT Houston.
My true love gave to me a man in some really tight jeans. On the second day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
just a little punk
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the third day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
three
just a little punk
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the fourth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
four little whips,
three Frenchmen,
just a little punk,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the fifth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
five big cockatrices,
four little whips,
three Frenchmen,
just a little punk,
and a man some really tight jeans. On the sixth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
six bodybuilders,
five big cockatrices.
On the seventh day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
7 promo dresses,
6 bodybuilders,
5 big godfreys,
4 leather wigs,
3 French men,
2 stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the eighth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
7 promo dresses,
6 bodybuilders,
5 big godfreys.
A man in some really tight jeans. On the ninth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
9 bottom screaming,
8 rat cowboys,
6 bodybuilders,
5 big godfreys,
4 leather wigs,
3 French men,
2 stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the tenth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
6 bodybuilders,
5 big godfreys,
4 leather wigs,
3 French men,
2 stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the 11th day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 Ken dolls,
10 soldiers,
5 bottom screaming,
7
comma dresses,
6 bodybuilders,
5 big godfreys,
2 stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the 12th day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 Lucios,
11 Ken dolls,
10 Hobson soldiers,
9 bottom
screaming,
8 rat cowboys,
7 drama dresses,
6 bodybuilders,
5 big godfreys,
4 leather
wigs, 5 French men,
2 stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. And a man in some really tight jeans.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
You're there.
Not when I started. Am I there now? I can't hear myself.
I'm the lucky person. Oh, there we go. Now I can hear myself.
Yeah.
Hello, Houston.
Oh, God. What is this, method acting?
If he was even a method actor.
More like methadone acting on this show.
Yeah, this
station.
Woo!
I spent 45 minutes unscrewing behind a theater earlier today, so there.
Unscrewing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting one.
Well, it was Pasadena, so. Hello, Houston, Galveston in the world. This is the...
December 5th.
Yeah, what did he say?
I was about to say 12th.
You would have been a week off.
Very weekly off. Edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the longest running producer of this show.
Longest running my ass.
And I'm Wes Laverne, the newest one.
Yet the three of us put together this...
Motley Crue?
Yeah, whatever you call it.
Yeah, something like that.
So, how's everybody's week been? Whoa.
Well, you saw the... I have to ask you later... Wait a minute.
Stanley's been in town for me.
That's why I didn't see you when I was driving down South 45.
Stop. Just stop that.
Was his Perkins place empty over there?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Well, it had been 2 weeks, so there was a black wreath in the...
What they are referring to is a certain adult bookstore on the Gulf Freeway that I've been known to...
Frequent?
Yes, I have.
Where you take the phrase 24-hour bookstore to be a challenge? Well, could be worse. We do have a Christmas song I can dedicate to your... to
I'm
there for
afraid
you.
To ask. Which one? I should know it.
I forget how exactly.
Okay. Glory.
Glory hole.
Yes. Got it.
Is that one on here? Let's see.
No, it isn't.
I think it's one of the go-go.
Stanley goes back to Seattle tomorrow. Or later on today, actually.
Yeah. Did you get snow down here in the Montrose?
We did. Wherever there wasn't a tree, it kind of accumulated a little bit on the grass. See? Not the streets or anything like that.
This is why I'm so pissed. You know, they kept saying the northern part of the county will be receiving 3 to 4 inches.
You didn't get any?
I got flurries.
Really?
It didn't stick.
You want to know something? I think it was a gay man that was making that prediction.
Hello, it's a weatherman in Houston.
Yeah. Of course they're
all chances
gay.
Are 2 out of 3. You can't swing a high pressure system without hitting a game weatherman.
I know, right? Because I'll put it to you this way. It started over in Katy at like 7:30 that morning. Because I know because I got a telephone call saying I can't do this because it's snowing in Katy and it's supposed to go all over town. I was like, okay, that's fine. I get to work and at 9 o'clock. There's nothing going on whatsoever.
Really?
We didn't see any snow until probably around I think 1:30. It snowed for about an hour and then after that it was all gone.
Oh my goodness! It snowed all day in Montrose.
We had snow all day in Tomball, but none of it stuck.
Oh no, it did.
It was, but you know, when I went out at lunchtime, I mean, could tell it was starting to get icier. Because you could actually hear the snowflakes hitting the windshield.
Oh.
You heard a little tink.
Oh.
But yeah, none of it stuck there. And you know, my dad was saying, oh, yeah, we got a couple inches here. And he even offered to pull out the sled.
Wow.
My family is twisted enough. We have a sled and a toboggan.
Of course. You're from Pennsylvania, then.
Yeah,
you still have the sled.
It's my sled.
I see.
And we've been in Texas for 31 years.
Well... Katy had about an inch of snow. I talked to some folks who live right on the border.
Oh, someone's showing pictures.
Oh, wow. Yes, that's a lot of snow. Where's that from?
That's Spring Branch.
Spring Branch, see? Okay, out that way. Yeah, my car was covered. The cars were covered.
Yeah, like I say, it was...
And stayed that way.
The worst part about it is one of my coworkers is originally from Illinois, Missouri. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where... What sorry state's bred her. But Everyone would come in and we're talking about, she's only been in Texas for like 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And so she's, everyone's coming and talking about, it's snowing, it's snowing. She, it's not snow, it's this fake snow, it's not sticking to anything. And it's like,
well.
I wanted to, well, she gives me other reasons to want to strangle her. But,
okay.
That's beside the point.
Anyway, snow stories. That seems really weird to be talking about in Houston.
The one thing I was looking forward to is, like I said, I always like looking at the opposition stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was expecting Drudge Report, especially with the climate change conference coming up,
yes,
to do a big thing about Houston, saying it's snowing in Houston, where's global warming?
Yeah.
And it took them a while to finally put it. And they have this picture of a dog covered in snow, and it just says Houston underneath it.
That was it?
Yeah.
Yay.
They, you know, then all they did is they linked to the Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I was expecting this big thing of going, you know, because they always do that, you know, global climate conference canceled because of snow. But, you know, and it was interesting that some friends of mine in Alaska said, you know, he said his boss saw a thing online about possible snow in Houston. They're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's rare.
A friend of mine from Virginia who works for another car company. He said, sent me a text message saying, is it snowing down there? I was like, well, not in my area, but in parts of Houston it is. And mm-hmm. He's like, well, one of our stores closed down there because we thought there was some sort of snow blizzard going on.
Closed the store?
Yeah, they closed their entire store.
Wow.
Well, this is Houston, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Idiots down here can't drive when it rains.
That is
true. I'll put it to you this way. By 4 o'clock, my building, because I'm in a separate building from the rest of the dealership, my building, I was the last person in there.
Wow.
I was there till 5 o'clock.
We started shutting down.
Actually, 5:30. I was there till 5:30. Everybody else started going home like noon. 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody even went home at 11.
Shut down early just in case. It was, you know, by the time we left, it was nice outside. But
I mean, I'm at work and it's snowing. I mean, I've got pictures of a couple of the vehicles plus a snowflake on my jacket.
Yeah, a snowflake on his jacket.
A snowflake on my jacket. And by the time I got home, all of it was melted.
Oh, sorry.
Well.
Anyway, things going on in the community. As you know, at the fourth Monday of every month on Queer Voices is a hour segment called Queer Music Heritage. This month, of course, JD will be doing Christmas music. And I already have his listing of what he's got. And, oh, my. He starts out with perennial favorite Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio with Walking Around in Women's Underwear. We'll be playing that later on. Anyway.
Oh, why everybody plays that crap?
Well, because everybody loves it and they call in for it.
Who calls in?
I don't know.
We've had one call. I want to know, did that song actually say five cock rings?
Well, of course it did. Anyway.
It wouldn't be our show if it didn't.
Since he's already sent this out, I assume it's already up on his website, which is queermusicheritage.com. So go there, and you will get 3 hours of queer Christmas music. And there's some goodies in here.
I like the other version we have of that, where I came upon a midnight queer.
Yeah, I like that one, too. Yeah.
And you're getting an education in Christmas songs, aren't
yes,
you?
And Dyke the Halls.
Oh, yeah.
Like Dyke the Halls. Okay, so, queermusicheritage.com.
She heard you mentioning a line out of Homo Christmas.
Yeah.
And she's like, what?
Yeah, well, we'll be playing that later in the show, much later. Anyway, things going on at MCC, Montrose Counseling Center. Make a difference by donating to MCC's Holiday Food Drive. Help us ensure that our case management clients are able to enjoy healthy meals this holiday season. Participate in the MCC Food Drive by donating any of the following items: making a financial donation or bringing a grocery gift card. Donations will be given to our case management clients in need. The list includes bottled water, single-serve pop-open canned chili, Chef Boyardee, individual packaged tuna salad, chicken salad, mac and cheese cups, individual servings of cereal, instant oatmeal, rice, spaghetti, pasta, dry or pop open canned soups, peanut butter and cracker packages, cheese and cracker packages. You get the picture, the type of things that they're looking for. So help out folks over at MCC. Bullying and violence, hate crimes in our schools. Only a little more than 1 month since President Obama signed the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act, a ninth grader in the Cy Fair Independent School District was beaten up by classmates who used anti-gay slurs during an off-campus attack, saying that they were going to beat him so he would no longer be gay.
And we do have an update on that later on.
Okay. The victim, who is openly gay, says he made repeated attempts to alert school staff that he had been harassed and threatened by other students at Langham Creek High School to no avail. A 16-year-old student has been charged with assault, and the victim's family is looking to have those charges elevated to hate crime status. If you feel that you have been the victim of a hate crime, you are not alone. MCC offers support and advocacy services to individuals who have suffered bullying, abuse, or violence stemming from discrimination motivated by racial, religious, ethnic, sexual orientation, disability, or gender bias. Individual and group therapy is available, and you may qualify for grant funding. You don't have to go through this alone. Please call 713-529-0037 to set up an intake evaluation. And something else about MCC that you may not be aware of, confidentiality. That's a word we don't take lightly here at the Montrose Counseling Center. You are probably familiar with the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996. Montrose Counseling Center strictly abides by HIPAA laws. HIPAA, but goes even further in protecting clients' confidentiality. For example, when you call Montrose Counseling Center, we are not able to see your name and phone number with caller ID. In turn, we automatically block our name and phone number from being sent to you when we call out because we don't want to convey any information that may be sensitive should someone see who's calling you. Your partner, friend, family member, employer, etc. may not know that you are seeking services here, and we wouldn't want them to find out because we didn't care enough to protect your privacy. Much as we try to reduce the stigma associated with receiving the kinds of services we provide, we firmly believe that all of these issues are private. In addition, you may wonder why the sign outside our building only reads MCC 401 Bernard Street. That's because we don't want people to jump to the conclusion that you need mental health care or chemical dependency treatment, that you identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, or that you are HIV positive just because you are walking into our building. We want this to be a safe place for you to come and find the help you need without worrying about who is going to find out. If people saw Montrose Counseling Center on the outside of the building, they may make all kinds of assumptions that may or may not be true. So a little something there from Montrose Counseling Center. And I believe you're next.
Yep.
With all kinds of things that are going on later on tonight. This is like the busiest night of the month.
I was
going to
say, it looks like it's going to be going on for most of the evening tonight.
Yeah,
so,
sure is.
Hope everybody's got their good shoes on tonight because there's a lot going on tonight, December 6th. Starting off with Nancy Ford saying, Happy Holidays. It's been my pleasure to work with all of you this past year in various capacities via your generous community fundraisers or our work at Outsmart. She's now asking a favor of each of us. As you make plans on your busy holiday calendar, I hope you will plan on attending my annual holiday extravaganza. It's a wacky evening in which my cohorts from the Kindred Spirits Foundation and I screen the nostalgic Judy Garland Christmas special.
That is so good.
From 1963. Friends from the Bayou City Women's Chorus will provide special seasonal music. Plus, we'll have a caroling sing-along, a delightful raffle, and even provide you with a delicious buffet. Your $20 donation benefits the fine women's programs of Assist Hers, Bearing Support Network, the Houston Buyers Club, and the Lesbian Health Initiative in Houston. I sincerely hope you can join us for this wildly entertaining evening of seasonal fun, at the In-N-Out. And it doesn't say a time.
Oh, you know, 7, 8, just show
something
up.
Like that.
And In-N-Out is located in the 1500 block of North Shepherd.
Okay. And then the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star, Inc. presents
Ta-da!
Lights of Love Houston 2009 and the Aresis Christmas Show. Lights of Love is hosted by the Empress 17 Barbara Walker and Grand Duchess 25 Natasha Nicole Siebert tonight at 6:30 p.m. They're going to have a light buffet. Then at 7 p.m., the names reading. And that's going to be over at the Brazos River Bottom. And then the Aresis Christmas Show, hosted by Emperor 15, Bob Bouton.
Just say Bob three or four times and people know who the hell you're talking about.
His
Imperial daughter is here.
And Empress 15, Renee Monroe. And that's going to be at 8 p.m. over at the Brazos River Bottom. And that's benefiting Legacy Community Health Services in Hatch through Coronation 26. And 10% of all money goes to Kimberly Ann O'Neill Believe in a Dream Scholarship Fund.
Chaos.
Or the usual suspects.
Yes.
And
we say it enough times. Yeah. We just
it's kind of gotten a little bit old.
Right.
And then from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today is going to be the Valencio Sunday Fun Day Brunch with music and bottomless cocktail bar. This is going to be over at the Hotel Derrick. Then from 5 to 6 p.m., there's a VIP welcome reception in the Great Room. And then 6 to 11, a toy party in the Bravo Ballroom and Living Room. General admission is a $15 gift card or toy. VIP tickets are $75 per person. Attendance is limited to 500, and you must be 21 years of age or older.
This is a women's event, isn't it?
It's the Red Ribbon Toy Party.
Oh, I'm thinking something else. Sorry.
Yeah. Hotel Derrick is at 2525 West Loop. And there's a stay and play from $89 toy party guest room rates.
Whoa.
So you can actually stay at the hotel.
Not that kind of play, darling.
No, I realize that.
All proceeds from the Red Ribbon Toy Party benefit AIDS Foundation Houston by funding housing, food, prevention, youth, and benefit counseling programs for those living with or at risk for HIV and AIDS in the greater Houston area. And that's from Mark Cohen.
Yeah.
And then today is your deadline for application and entry fees for the Mr., Ms., and Ms. BRB 2010 contest, a true Southern BRB tradition. And then the contest will be held on Friday, March 12th. And there is an application packet if you want to quickly run out and grab yours, because that is due by midnight.
Yeah.
And then the Bayou City Performing Arts presents the Bayou Bunch. They're 09 and 10 concert season. The Bayou City Women's Chorus already had their winter light last night, or tonight, actually, and then they're going to have a repeat on December the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Twisted Holiday with the Gay Men's Chorus of Houston on December 15th over at the Jones Hall. And then they've got a whole bunch of other things coming up later on in 2010. We'll recap those later. And then, on December 9th, the Daddy Boy Project is collecting toy donations for its 15th annual AFH Red Ribbon Toy Drive. This drive serves children living and affected by HIV and AIDS. Please donate your unwrapped gifts appropriate for children ages of birth to 12 years old, from now until the 9th of December. Drop-off locations are BRB, George's, 611, EJ's, and Michael's Outpost. For more information, you can go to Daddy of Montrose or boyofmontrose.org. And that's from Boo Boo.
Okay. The Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star, Inc., Houston, Galveston, United States, you know the rest, presents Lions, Mooses, and Bears. Oh, my. Hosted by candidate for Emperor 26, Matt Gill.
I like these people. They don't use those annoying
Roman numerals.
Roman numerals. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. It comes up later. Of course, Falcon would use Roman numerals.
Stop!
On December 11th at 9 p.m. at the Crocker Gill, show is a direct benefit for the Osito Foundation. All money raised will go to Osito Foundation, which you can find out more about them at ositofoundation.org. That's O-S-I-T-O foundation.org. Please bring a donation of a stuffed teddy bear. Representatives of the Osito Foundation will be on hand to sell their own teddy bears, so we can make a donation for the show, for the foundation to purchase teddy bears. $10 gives a one child a teddy bear. Oh,
yeah.
You confused me. You started scratching that one out. So.
Sorry.
I know you are, but why? Sunday...
Sunday.
On December 20th, Matt Gill, the candidate for Emperor 26 Varesus, is hosting a tailgate party at George's Bar.
Mm.
So drop your gate and get a tail at noon to whenever. Lunch will be served. Come watch the game and have some good food.
Cool.
What's the rest of the Varesus stuff? I think
okay.
Put them all in one group here. The Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star Inc. presents One If By Air, Two If By Land, One If By... Wait, one... Take two. One by air, one by land, one by sea. Hosted by Sherrianne Bouton, candidate for Empress 26, Matt Gill, candidate for Emperor 26, and Falcon, candidate for Emperor 26. Oh, poor Falcon. Look, he didn't get a full hyphen.
Oh, well.
Size matters, and that's not a good size.
So, one if by air, one if by land, and one if by sea. So, who's air, earth,
air,
and water?
Air, land. She's the sea.
I'm the sea. I'm the dolphin.
Falcon. Okay.
Falcon would be
dolphin,
the air.
Moose, and
gotcha.
Bird.
Falcon.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's on Friday, December 18th, 9
that's cool.
p.m. at the Brazos River Bottom.
You were a little slow on that one, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, he got stuck there. He remembers when one if by land, two if by sea. He
was, yeah, that too.
He was helping to light the torches.
which is what
landers.
You started saying, as I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benefit for Legacy Community Health Services and HASH through Coronation XXVI, 10% going to Chaos.
Okay.
Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star Inc. presents Crazy, Campy, Clever Christmas Carols for the Complete Crew to Love. Hosted by for candidate for Emperor XXVI, Falcon Fur. On Saturday, December 19th at 2 p.m. at EJ's.
Oh.
Benefiting the Crew of Olympus Charities through Rain 25 through 10% going to Chaos.
Great.
Theater New West proudly presents the Laramie Project.
No kidding. They're doing it too.
With performances coming up 11th, 12th, 13th, 18th, and 19th.
Wow, where?
That is going to be at the Frenetic Theater, 5102 Navigation. For more information, check out Theater New West, and like some other people there that use the snooty spelling of theater, it's R-E.
Theatra.
Men's Health Lecture, two experts share their knowledge, all you need to know about testosterone replacement therapy, sports nutrition, exercise, micronutrient supplements.
Cool.
Speakers are Michael Scally and Nelson Virgil on Saturday, December 15th at 6 p.m. at the United Way Building, 50 Waugh Drive. Seating is limited. Reservations are encouraged. Light snacks. You can RSVP to lectureReservation at gmail.com.
Hmm.
You're not getting that back.
Okay.
one last thing here. Because of recent political attacks there, a group of religious leaders are hosting Reverends Keyes and Robinson have decided to take action, let it be known that all clergy and the First Church as a congregation will not be silent and face such hate and intolerance. They're declaring that as people of faith, they stand on the side of love.
Oh.
So on Sunday. They're at 10:30 at the First Unitarian Universalist Church.
That's like today, huh?
Yes. And they say
that's Adam Robinson, by the way.
I didn't say.
Yeah, it does.
Well, not there at the beginning.
Okay.
I'm not at the end yet.
Jimmy's always at the end.
Oh, well.
At 10:30 a.m., not drag time.
Yeah, that's right.
They also have Christmas music services there.
Oh, cool.
This is being put on by the Affirming Ministers Alliance, basically a group of GLBT and allied clergy, who've signed a letter saying that, you know, basically the...
Where is it going to be held?
First Unitarian Universalist Church, 5200 Fannin.
Ah, okay.
On that.
Well, I'm glad they're standing up for that.
Well, it's a church, so they'll stand up for a little bit, then sit down, and
then stand up,
and then stand up again.
It's not Catholic, so they're not going to be kneeling any.
No.
Then Jimmy won't be there then.
Oh. bad. Okay.
You knew somebody was going to do it.
Since we've been on the air, you've been hearing a couple of little female sounds and laughter, and that's coming from
usually
my left.
It's Judy.
Yeah, I know.
Or
but,
her pussy.
But this time, it is candidate for Empress Sherry Boughton.
Sherry Ann Boughton.
Sherry Ann Boughton. Yes. Okay, sorry
Ann
about
that. And the Boughton.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay.
The first time he announced it, he left off the Boughton part. It's like, that.
Yeah.
Really, I'm sitting there going, whoa, that's not the name I wrote down on this cocktail napkin because I was at the event.
So tell me about Sherry Ann Boughton. Where did this name come from?
Well, Sherry is, my name.
Your name.
And then Ann come from Cheyenne.
Oh, okay.
And then Boughton, of course, is from Bob.
Bob.
Mm-hmm.
He took you under his wing.
He did.
Yay. I remember the first time you were here at the station.
Yes, I didn't say a word.
Not a single word.
Nope.
No. She was scared to death. And look at you now.
Yes, 2 years later.
I know. And I was saying that the other night when we were talking about how I remember seeing you at Reese's events, and you were the one in the corner, all
yes.
quiet.
Just watching.
While Susan was just out there, on stage and,
right.
doing what Susan does. And now, here you are doing performances.
I have to kind of fight to get my words in there, over-talk Susan or something.
she's definitely out there.
Yes.
Yeah. And, but, I mean... I've loved Susan for a very long time, and because she does what she does,
mm-hmm.
and now you're there.
Yes.
So you're making it a family thing. You're on stage now. You're
right.
performing,
yes.
which I never thought I'd see that happen. never. So tell me, how did this happen?
What, that I got on stage and started performing?
Well, just the very beginning. Was it since you've your relationship with Susan that...
Well, no, actually, of course, I'm not going to go into the real long story. Because it takes me forever to tell a story. And Susan's like, cut it off. You're losing the crowd. No, actually, I did a lot of performing. I grew up Pentecostal.
Really?
Yes, I did. So I was on the stage a lot.
Sure.
And I kind of got away from that when I got away from the Pentecostal
mm-hmm.
church.
Yeah.
And just, I was like, no, I'm not going to perform. Then I became involved with the fundraising community
mm-hmm.
through Kimberly.
Yes.
She's the one that introduced me to Erisa's.
No kidding.
Right.
And that girl gets around.
She does. She's my best friend. So anyway, she introduced me to Erisa's, and I started from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do something to give back to the community and to help the community. Because, I was always the shy, quiet one. So I wanted to do something and get out there.
So you met Susan there?
No, actually, I met Susan through a friend of mine.
Oh.
She tried to set me up with her. I said, no, I'm not going to meet anybody. Don't want to be with anybody. And then, lo and behold, there it was.
And there you are.
Yep. When I wasn't looking for her, there she was.
That's the way it happens.
Yes.
That is the way it happens. Because I have the opportunity... a lot of these events to kind of stand back and watch people. And
right.
You two together are so good.
Well, I think we compliment each other
you
very
really,
well.
You really, really do. It's a joy to sit back and say, now, there is a really happy couple. I mean, they're doing what they like to do, and they respect each other.
Yes.
And I've just been very impressed with
when
that.
When you wait for the right person, of course, it took me forever to find her. And I wasn't the kind to go from relationship to relationship
mm-hmm.
to relationship. And when you find the right person and you know it's the right person, then it all comes together.
Wow.
So
from all of that, why do you want to be Empress?
because I, you know, and it comes all back to the same, wanting to help the community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't know, especially moving here. I'm from Ohio, moved here 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and had no clue about the fundraising community at all. Even though they have a chapter in Ohio, in Cincinnati, of the ICS, which is the International Court
yes.
System, they have a chapter there. I had no clue what it was.
Oh, you did not know?
Did not know anything about
okay.
the ICS at all. Moved here, you know, and then when I got involved with ERISA's, you know, I didn't know what the fundraising was all about or who it helped or what it was for.
Mm-hmm.
And little by little, I've learned it's, you know, there's not only ERISA's, but many other organizations in the community that raise money for people with HIV, AIDS, and breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
you know, to help the children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I wanted to do. And, you know, I found a way through joining ERISA's to help the community.
Great. Great. So, with all of this fundraising stuff, is there time for Sherry?
Not much. Not much. I do have two jobs, so between the two jobs and, you know, taking care of things at home and fundraising, there's not a whole lot of time for Sherry, but, you know, I manage.
Because ERISA's has a lot of things going on.
A whole lot.
All the time. And it seems like you're at every one. And
well,
I'm thinking,
pretty much all of it.
This is a woman that's got the laundry stacked up at home because
absolutely.
She's out here tonight.
Absolutely. And when it gets down to, I need some new underwear, and then I'm like, oh God, I've got to do the laundry. But yeah. But anyway, yeah. I manage somehow. I don't know how, uh-huh. but I do.
Good, good. And so, what kind of fundraising ideas do you have for you?
For the future?
Yeah.
Well, you know, of course we have the shows that we normally do,
mm-hmm.
You know, but I would like to see other things. We've done bake sales. We've done car washes. You know, we have our IPR weekend, which we had this year, Matt and I,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we did like
right.
a mini carnival kind of thing.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun, and it raised, you know, a good amount of money. So,
It's fun to do different things.
It is. It really is.
And especially like the carnival or things like that where, mm-hmm. I think people will dig deeper in their pockets if they're being entertained
True.
Or if they're having a good time
right.
or if they're getting something from it. Like, for example, there are two bake sales that I will always go to. One is the Big Men's Club.
Yes, they make fabulous brownies.
And the other is ERISA's.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just have a reputation for good food and lots of it.
Right.
Whatever.
No, nothing ever skimpy.
I've given the recipe away enough times. Someone else can do the damn thing.
You know, if you see that some event is going to have a buffet sponsored by ERISA's, oh, my God, go to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will have wonderful food.
Well, and you know, that's how I was raised. There's always a lot of food. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. how many. Well, and you know, it's just me, Susan, and her dad at home.
Mm-hmm.
And for Thanksgiving, we had enough to feed probably 10 or 15 people. I just like to cook. So there's always going to be a lot of food whenever,
yeah.
you know, we're around. So, but it's, and I know Falcon did a game night.
Yes.
And that was wonderful, too.
Mm-hmm.
We all came out. It was out of the box. You know, you didn't have to worry about painting and, you know, getting in drag. And you know,
I'd love to see things like
whatever,
that. Because
it was a lot of fun.
As much as I love the drag shows, you know, sometimes it's like,
yeah, but you never recognize the drag queens or they're not in drag.
Well, that's true.
That happens a lot.
But. You know, I like the idea that I can attend other functions
right.
and still support my community and have a good time.
Right.
So yeah. I'd love to see you continue that tradition.
And we're hoping to this
okay.
next year.
Okay, good.
So vote yes.
That's the interesting thing, is that because we're with the Emperor and Empress, it's voted on by the community.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And since you're running unopposed, it's a yay,
yes,
nay.
Yes or no.
Yes or no. Yes.
That's pretty scary.
It is scary. At least, you know, at least with the guys, since there are two of them, you know, you're either going to vote for one
or the other.
But with me, it's yes or no. So I'm like, circle yes.
Yes, but, you know, it's just, it can be, I don't know if I could stand it to
you lose to nobody.
End up looking, looking and see how many nay votes I got. Right. Oh, that's got to be disheartening.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to know if I get any no votes.
Don't they tell you?
They do. Oh. But I'm just like, no, don't tell me how many no, how many people voted no. Please don't.
But the funny thing is with the Reese's is they don't know ahead of time.
No, we don't.
Because I attended the last year's coronation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the right term for their group? Coronation?
Coronation, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I keep forgetting that everyone uses different, they use different terms there. But I remember sitting there watching, and it's like, talking to somebody, they don't know.
No.
The emperor and empress, mm-mm. the mm-mm. outgoing emperor and empress go out to the foyer, and in your case, the empress would say, come with me, and then on the emperor's side, he will say to which one has been elected emperor,
right.
go, come with me, and that's how you, that's you, you how find out you know, yes. 10 seconds before the doors are thrown open.
Absolutely.
And you,
yeah. Oh, that's got yeah, to be nerve-wracking.
Well, I guess I'll figure it out in January how nerve-wracking it is.
So when is voting?
Early voting is Monday, January the 4th mm-hmm. at George from 6 to 9.
Okay.
And then regular voting is January the 9th. It's a Saturday at Legacy Community Health Service, 215 Westheimer.
Right.
From 1 to 6.
Right. There's a group of us that are trying to, or seeing if we can, there's a group that gets together and has a community garage sale.
Right.
Quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing it at MCC. And I thought, you know, January is the month we're supposed to do it again, and it'd be really cool to do it in the parking lot of
Legacy.
Legacy.
There you
while
go.
Voting is going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
So we can attract customers for each other.
There you go.
What do you mean you didn't vote? Get in there.
Yes, just make sure they bring a valid driver's license
there you go.
With a zip code that starts 77. And they can vote.
Because anybody in Harris County and any county that touches Harris County,
as long as their zip code starts with 77,
okay.
then they can vote.
Okay, that's great. And that's what it's all about. It's, you are the co-presidents of
right.
the organization,
yes.
and you get elected by the community.
Absolutely.
Boy, howdy. Stuff.
That's a heavy crown to hold.
Yes,
it is.
It is.
It
yes,
is.
It is.
Oh, it's all glue and rhinestone. It's really not that heavy.
I guess I'm going to have to get a wig because it's going to be a little heavy on my head. Mm-hmm. That is, if I get voted, yes.
I heard that helps. It's kind of extra padding.
Right, right.
So if I happen to see you with, like, really long hair.
There you go. Yeah, you'll
know.
You'll know.
The Texas Pentecostal hair.
Right.
Yeah. So, does this mean that if you are elected that Susan's going to take a back seat for a year?
No. No. She's on the board. She can't take a back seat. No, she's still. No, she'll still be on the board okay. for another year.
Okay. This is a very involved job. It's going to take
very
up
involved.
Every minute of your life for a whole year.
Right.
And it always amazes me that people... I mean, because I've seen it in Arisa's and in another organization, and it always amazes me that people want to do this. And are you really, you feel up to it then?
I do. I feel like I'm ready for it.
Wow.
You know, you have that little voice inside of you that says it's time,
mm-hmm.
so you have to listen to that little voice sometimes. So, and it's really funny when you were saying, you know, every minute of your time, there are several other... you know, people in our organization or chapters, I should mm-hmm. say. And it's really funny because they don't put on, in some of the other cities, as many shows
oh.
as we do here in Houston. Of course, you know, Houston being a bigger city,
yeah.
you're going to have more shows, more events, not only through our organization, but going to everybody else's. And I had someone from another city to ask me, well, are you ready to be in a bar every weekend or in an event every weekend? And I'm thinking, I've done it for the last 3.5 years, 3 nights a weekend, just about every weekend.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm, you know.
You just wish it was only once or twice a weekend.
Yeah, what is that?
So now you get to not only do that, but travel.
Yes.
Because as emperor and empress, especially in Texas, I know that there's a very strong connection with all of the court
right,
courts.
Within Texas,
and there's
yes.
a lot of courts in Texas.
There's seven.
Wow.
Yes, so.
Wow. Is that more than any other state?
I bet you California.
I think California might be.
Might have more.
They might have as many. I'm not sure exactly how many are in California, but other than them, yes, we're probably. And we're, I think, more a little more unified maybe than everybody else. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a little biased. But
No, you are. You know, for, I don't know, you do the same thing. We go to events and we stand back and we look and see how organized or, you know.
Well, like what a lot of people say is so surprising with it is not just the, you know, with the drag community, how well it works here in the Houston area, but how well actually the drag community interacts with the Leather Levi communities as well. That you can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Houston has a wonderful reputation for that.
Yes.
Other people from other cities come and they just marvel how the leather and the drag communities get along together. But why not? It's all drag.
Right. You know, if somebody wants to wear leather or denim or...
Yeah.
Feathers.
Yep. Almost nothing at all. You know, we accept them. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, I can honestly say, like, living in South Florida for as long as I did, this community is tighter knit than it is over there.
Really?
Yeah. It really is. And that's what makes me proud of my home city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you get a lot of that crossover where you have people who are members of the drag community here, and then you look over and they've got also membership into some of the leather communities, and you cross over and you intermingle and all this other stuff, and it's like
there's so much of that.
I keep my life simple. I just stay with one group, and after it goes away, then I go.
When you're Empress, I don't think you have time to be a member of any other group.
No, it's not at all. Now you can play with the other groups, but as far as you know, being a member and trying to hold a position in other groups, you just
yeah.
I would probably be going cuckoo or something. I don't know.
Oh, just wait. This time, you know, if you do get the yes vote, you know, this time next year you'll be going
cuckoo.
So many days, you know.
I would hope that, you know, I don't get to the point where I'm counting down the days like, you know, some of the past. I hope it's going to be a, you know, a good year, so.
I think they do it out of jest. Just
I think they do, too.
A lot of it is just, you know, it's, things that they're heavy as the head that wears the crown. It's just, you know, they get a little bit of that responsibility away from them, but they still stay active in the...
Yeah.
In what
they're
doing,
because you know, then when they step down, then they have their year of being a dowager. So,
then they
have responsibilities as a dowager and emperor and empress. So.
Okay, we have a few minutes left, but I want to remind you, like I will remind all of the aspirants, that here at After Hours, the second Saturday of the month is reserved for Orisas.
Okay,
we have about a 10 to 15 minute slot right at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We call our After Hours Quickie. And, you know, the first Saturday is the Colts. The second Saturday is Orisas. Whether it's used or not, we keep it open for Orisas.
Mm-hmm.
And I invite you to either...
stop by and say hello.
Yes, or send members of your court.
We had one year where they sent the court. They went down the line.
Yeah, that was the first year, Susan and I was here, and I didn't say a word.
Yes, sent all the line members. Yeah,
right. That was the year I was a duchess, and she was a duke, and so she did the talking, and I just sat here and nodded. Nodded my head. Yes.
It's radio. It's radio, and I can't see it. Okay.
Right.
So I just want to remind you that.
Okay.
And that the door is always open.
Great.
We will not fill that spot if it's not used. We just... because we talk about the events going on in Orisas, but when it comes from someone who is a member of the organization, it has a lot more impact.
Sure, it does.
So I want to remind you of that.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Well, Sherry, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. You bet. And good luck.
Thank you.
And that voting again is?
January the 4th mm-hmm. at George from 6 to 9.
And George is on Fairview.
Yes. And then January the 9th is a Saturday at Legacy from 1 to 6.
You're at 215 West Timer.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you and good luck.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Now it's time for the After Hours Quickie. And is the Quickie man here?
Yeah, he's standing back here.
He's Ooh. Licking his hat.
He's what?
Licking his hat.
I don't know what was up with that, but okay.
Because it's Beaver, and I just wanted to know.
Oh, okay. We know you're bi. We get it.
Well, no. It's if it's good enough for Meredith Baxter.
He's licking his beaver. Okay.
Yeah, looks a little afraid. Maybe you need to shave it.
Ooh.
Woo!
Ward, I'm worried. Yes, my name is Stephen Bunch, and I am the current treasurer of the Colt 45s of Houston, Texas.
Hello.
Thank you for having us here at 90.1 KPFT 89.5 on your Galveston dot.
Yes, radio that listens to you.
And don't forget, if you made pledges, please send those in. Oh, sorry.
We need to have him here every week. You
know? I know, right?
Once we train him how to do the proper ID.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, you know, I dressed up tonight.
You did?
I wore a nice, you know, it was ironed earlier.
Shirt.
Well, the reason is I had this rodeo T-shirt on, and I was told by our president that there were no bull shirts allowed on KPFT.
Oh, that's right.
But I think I misread that.
Well,
email.
I was going to say, that's not what he told me. That's not the word he used with me on Facebook earlier. Because he told me you were coming.
Mr. BS 2009.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to reread that email.
You
okay.
even have cufflinks.
I
Look
do.
At that. And it's Lone Star. It's
you know, it cool. pays to be in a Western organization for 100 years.
I see.
You know how it is, Jimmy. Yeah. You were there when fire was...
when they were still using fire sticks?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, there. Now you can hear the comments I'm making.
Yeah. So, what's going on with the Colts?
Well, I just want
you got a big deal
first
coming
of all,
up.
Say thank you to our home bar, the BRB, and our good friends and family at the BRB.
Ah.
The Southern Country Houston, the Lariats, those dancing lovely gentlemen,
yeah.
as well as Eresus that helped out. We had a fabulous time there for our Thanksgiving spectacular.
Fall Harvest, Thanksgiving.
Well, the Thanksgiving spectacular, where they have a Thanksgiving dinner meal that third Thursday, I think it was. I slept since then. Where if you were hungry, I mean, when you walked away, you obviously didn't stand in line.
Wow.
So they had a lot of fabulous things there, too. And the Colt 45s, along with our good friends mm-hmm. now, the Paz Posse.
Oh.
They helped raise lots of food and... kicked in some money as well for our Fall Harvest event, which happened in November, where we raised money as well as food goods, and it was a couple of cars. Not anywhere near as much that Chris could raise.
Oh.
But it was
first time, second time
it was
around.
A lot of food goods.
Good,
but we
good.
Managed to raise $1,360 for Resurrection MCC's
wow.
food pantry,
okay.
which always needs help, not just
they
in
do.
The holidays, but all the time.
They do. They do good work over there.
As well as we've gone back to a little bit more of a hands-on, and that's not a knock, but it's a little bit more hands-on. There was a couple of, they have some assisted living facilities. You know, some of the organizations
sure.
have assisted living for some of their clients, and their clients are our clients. So we managed to kick in some dollars to help in, along with PWA, for things like community hams and turkeys and things
sure.
like that for some of those.
Sure.
So we're getting back to some of those fun times where we connect with our clients. It's not just a matter of, here's a check, go away. It's what else? And that's not a bad thing, because sometimes you never get to meet the clients. We know that
yeah.
with PWA Holiday Charities and LVL and their campouts, it's good to see where your dollars are going, and the next year you see somebody a little bit better, and they're walking a little bit taller, and they're wearing a little bit newer clothes, and they're having a little bit more fun. They're smiling, so that's always a good thing with our clients. And
yeah.
And occasionally, throughout the time with our clients, with the ATF, the AIDS Trouble Fund, where we help people with rent utility assistance, and you can go to colt45s.org for that. You
yes.
get all our applications.
Yes.
As well as your case management worker. Get a case management worker.
Mm-hmm. We have to step out for a moment, do a couple of PSAs,
okay.
and do the station IDs, top of the hour.
I just
and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, you've reached Paige, the Johnsons. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about the apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Jeannie Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can, please call me back.
Hello, my name's Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello. This is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Did you know you can find KPFT on the social networking sites MySpace and Facebook? You certainly can, and we'd love you to add us as a friend and get us connected with friends of yours. On Facebook, for example, you can connect to KPFT as a friend, join our fan page, and check out a special video message from General Manager Dwayne Bradley to Facebook users. On MySpace, KPFT provides event videos, updates, and a lot more. With both, you can link up with other KPFT listeners, get the latest news about the station, and find lots of extras. It's fun, so catch up with KPFT online. On MySpace, visit myspace.com/KPFT Houston. On Facebook, visit us at facebook.com/KPFT Houston. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio 90.1 KPFT Houston.
You can also join After Hours on Facebook. Do a quick search of that. We're on there. We know we've signed up a lot of people.
Yeah, we've got... last count I saw, I think we were over 100 friends on Facebook now.
Wow.
And I check it pretty daily.
Yeah, you keep up with that.
Yeah, usually after I get off of work, I'll go home, I'll check my Facebook page, and I'll flip over and check out After Hours. And I usually have 2, 3, sometimes 5 requests to be added.
They had I saw a thing this past week showing just how insane this thing with Facebook has gotten. They made a viral video of this. This couple got married, and once the husband pronounced, when the priest pronounced them husband and wife, he pulls out a little, PDA thing, and before he kissed the bride, he changed his Facebook from single to married, then handed it to his bride, and she changed her Facebook. Then he turned around and pulled it and Twittered the fact of, oh, my God, I'm married. I now have to kiss her.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's just way too much crap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that same article.
He'd rather Twitter than kiss the bride.
I guess.
I think there's hope for all of us.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And I think I actually saw another article saying that
Twitter than kisser. Okay.
I forget the number, but it was some huge number of now Facebook members. I mean, it's a large number of people that have gotten on Facebook. It's just crazy.
And there's one Facebook they're trying to get 1 million friends on.
Why?
It's the son of John Mellencamp, who is trying to get his father to quit smoking. And his father said, you get 1 million people to tell me to quit smoking, I'll quit smoking.
That should be easy enough.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of those out there where they'll sit there and say...
I thought the two heart attacks would do that.
They'll sit there...
He had a heart attack.
No, but there's a lot of those Facebook pages out there where they'll say, if we get so many friends, we're going to do this.
Yeah, I see that on Cam4, you know, you bring 200 viewers in and we'll do this, and they never do. They just tease.
I don't know.
Yeah. But you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, and listener sponsored commercial free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Woo-wee!
Okay. All in one breath on that one.
That was good.
Yes.
Surprising that carbon monoxide seems to be helping me.
We are here with Stephen Bunch of the Colt 45s.
Instead of Phil Lyle.
We have $425 in the kitty. Let's make the call.
Oh, sorry.
Wrong kitty.
I see.
It's a dialing for dollars thing. It dates me. Yes, I am Stephen Bunch still from the Colt 45s. Colt45s.org.
Right. So what this...
Dot orgy? What are you talking about an orgy over there for?
Excuse me, Helen. Vodka! Vodka! anyway.
Oh my God.
Helen, the later years.
Haven't heard that since Pete Martinez. Okay, Helen.
Chris has gone red in the face.
What are the Colts up to? I think they've got something going on next weekend, don't they?
Actually, we don't,
no?
Victor. I mean, Jimmy. it's just a little inside joke.
Yeah,
sorry,
I see.
Vic.
Okay.
Actually, it's December 20th,
which
is pretty darn close to Christmas.
Well, that sure is.
But, you know, close is like a lingerie shop with a screen.
I hope you leave that with us.
I sure will. I leave a lot of things with you.
Oh, I'm hoping.
Uh-oh.
That ain't Paris burning, baby.
I don't know. The paint's peeling off the wall.
Press hard. You're making 3 copies. Anyway, back to our show.
Quit using my lines.
December 20th, that's a Sunday.
Sunday.
See, it's, you know, besides Lou Weekend, I know how to get him up for the radio.
You sure do.
Lou Weekend needs help getting up after the weekend.
Well, he usually gets me up when he wears that kilt, I'll tell you.
Oh, you know.
I thought you got down on Lou Weekend.
I'm sorry, but it's a little breezy, eh?
I was going to say, I thought Jimmy got down on Lou Weekend.
I got your green and white stripes right here.
Hey,
so what's going on?
We have our Colt Christmas show December 20th, and our doors open at 6:30, just so we don't give our good friend David Sawyer a heart attack. But 7 o'clock, we have our fabulous, fabulous show, which we announce our, we have awards, which we give out to the community, as well as out people in the Colts.
Yes, you do.
And so people know about those. We actually have our Danny Vio Award, which is given to an individual organization or a group which does a lot of good in the community, and we kind of, you know, it's tough because there's so darn many. We have our Golden Colt Award, which we give somebody who's helped us over the last year, and sometimes it pays to help them for a lifetime achievement.
And I'm very proud to say that I have received both of those awards.
You've received a lot of things. Oh, sorry.
Well, yes.
I digress again. I would never want to back up and see what I just...
I'm very proud of those.
It's, you know, we're a small organization, but we've been around for a billion years, so it's kind of nice. There are our forefathers and five fathers that were here that started something that was new and different, and it's cool that people started...
Now, you also have the B.J. Summers Memorial Entertainer of the Year Award.
Yes, we do, named after B.J. Summers, which is an entertainer or group or organization that goes out and raises money and dances their keisters off or does some sort of entertainment for the community to raise funds. They don't necessarily have to do it for the Colt 45s. It doesn't hurt, but they do not. We recognize people throughout the community that do good. And that's shocked a lot of people in the past, I know, because we like good people. And it's like, keep on doing what you're doing. If you don't get any recognition, here, we like you. As well as this year, you know, every year from... a long time where we decorate those little mini trees
one year.
Then we did the wreaths, and then we did the stockings. This year we have a stimulus package because we had a copious quantity of those little trees because I had to clean out my attic, and as well as a few stockings. And so if you don't have one and you want one, you can always go to president@colt45s.org. I handed off that pretty good, didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did.
Or board, B-O-A-R-D, not with the E-D, at Colt45S.org.
Kind of like we will deliver spanking?
Yeah.
Well, you know, not really. That's another story.
Clean up on aisle 4 now.
There was this one time at Spaghetti Warehouse.
Next month, I need a good spanking.
We digress.
Well, no, we didn't digress. It's a good story.
Yeah, okay.
Because they had the dinner at the Spaghetti Warehouse, and then they came back to collect the breadboards, and all the breadboards were gone.
Imagine that.
I don't want to mention the organization, but it starts with an N and ends with an A. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what the middle initial was.
La 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 la.
But the next year they said, "Please don't take our breadboards." And here we engraved one for you. You think I joke? No, they did.
No, I know that's a true story. I know those folks.
These are cool little breadboards. And they went to clean up, and all the darn breadboards were gone. Amazing. Multitasking taken to another level.
So I see we're going to have a baked goods sale.
Oh, you changed that. I was going to make a little anecdote about buns. But anyway.
Sticky buns?
Yes, we do.
Hot-crossed buns.
Both.
Well, after it's over, they're sticky.
Sticky butter. Yes, we are having a bake sale because I know that it's not in your top two on the bake sales you would go to, but I will say two words. Yes. Terry.
Oh, my God.
And baked goods. Yes. Terry started early, and she's baking her heart out.
I forgot about other people
and organizations.
That's right. Terry is
our good secretary that nobody ever gets to see because she hides unless there's a Dwight Yoakam concert.
Yeah.
Hi, Terry.
She has seen everyone.
She bakes like it's like nobody's tomorrow.
You are so right about that.
And she is actually doing a little knick-knack desserts, I believe, for PWA Holiday Charities for their Christmas event, which is the week before. Plug.
No kidding.
Plug.
Like next weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that next weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I slept.
Yeah,
But she's doing some baked goods, and not only will they be in our little giveaway, but you could get like a little cookie or a cake or something, box or basket, because she's going to box those puppy dogs up and sell them for a buck or two, a small cookie. Yes. So bring your friends and bring...
No kidding, I'm telling you.
Bring your friend's wallet. Credit card, whose name I won't mention.
Yeah, because he's still in town. He doesn't leave until tomorrow.
Ixnay on the edit, Craig. Hey.
I actually got to meet him earlier tonight.
Yes,
for the first time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this is him.
And I would say, I've never met him, but I've met his master.
Yes, you have. Oh my. Yes, Stanley and I were sitting at home, and Wes walks in to get a Coke, and... Oh, yes, Stanley. Who'd you think it was?
I didn't know who the hell it was.
But yeah,
just had some strange guy I'd never seen before sitting on your couch.
You know, he's one of these mysterious people, Will and Grace, that Stanley that you heard about but you never saw.
Yeah.
And there's always the Charlie from Charlie's Angels that you never actually get to meet. You might hear a voice in the background on the phone or something, but you know, the alleged.
Yeah, that's the Stanley.
Yeah. But it's Stanley.
Say, wait, now we have, two people. You've met Stanley.
Oh, yeah. I've driven Stanley.
I beg your pardon.
The one time y'all went off to, I guess, Hawaii.
Oh,
I drove you up to the airport.
Okay, yes, that's right.
I thought Stanley did his own driving.
That I thought so, too.
Well, then. No way in the world I'm getting into necrophilia.
Stanley is older than me.
Yes, so, dinosaurs have nothing on Stanley.
And anyone who is a frequent listener to this show knows that, as everyone around here will say, I am older than dirt. So,
and Stanley's older than that.
Wow. Stanley was born of the Big Bang.
But Jimmy just likes it because he's still chicken, according to Stanley.
There you go.
It's a very creamed, chopped, you know, easy to palate chicken.
I'm
molded.
I'm still arm candy.
Well, we know that. It's, you know, I've had that with...
Yeah, ribbon.
It all sticks together in the bowl when you try to take one piece. Oh, wait, we won't talk about it. I digressed again.
That's all right. We're used to it in this show.
So, baked goods, huh?
Baked goods. Yes.
Boy, I can't wait for that. December 20th.
Bet you can.
We're still talking about baked goods, right?
I'll bet that's over at the BRB. Huh?
That is at the Big Round Bottom, the Brazos River Bottom, the
2400 BRB. Brazos, right behind Specs.
I'm speechless.
Yeah. So what else is it going to happen?
That particular night?
Auctioning off the wreaths.
Oh, we auction off those wreaths, and they're fabulous things.
Yeah, you were talking about them.
The blank wreaths, I think we've got a couple other little knickknacks.
Folks get these blank wreaths, and they decorate them and bring them, and
then
you auction them.
Decorate them anywhere from the macabre to the grandiose.
Yes, to the very
And that's thick. Just that's just the misfits. sorry.
Bam.
That's true.
Well, the first year we ever handed out these little mini trees, we handed them out, and there was a gentleman who who worked for a jewelry company. I won't mention the name. IW. I'll just give you their initials.
Yeah, okay.
And he had these, and I keep mispronouncing these, fabulous Swarovski crystals.
Oh, yes.
And it was beautiful tree. And everybody oohed and aahed, and then I'll be darned if those misfits didn't come in, and they had taken the little tree and mounted it like on 27 teddy bears and put every light conceivable you possibly could and flicked the switch. And the temperature in the room went up 10 degrees.
Which is kind of good at the BRB.
He completely forgot about his beautiful crystals, which were worth hundreds of dollars. And they oohed and aahed because, you know, it's bright, shiny lights. You know, ooh, bright, shiny things. Exactly. And so
ooh,
didn't
shiny.
Tell me we could put lights on it.
they did one of those things. Ooh, shiny.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
almost exactly like that.
Yeah.
So, and then they've had, but they're nice and they're recent. We have people that put them up, and we've had a collection over the last, gosh, what, 6, 7, 8 years we've done the mini trees or the wreaths, give people a little bit of variance. And then last year we did stockings, and this year we gave some of our people that choice. So we have a little cross-section thereof. And it's for fun time. It's for a good cause, for the Age of Trouble Fund, which is our fund that helps people with rent utility assistance who are disabled. And once again, if you know somebody who is, the holiday times are a really bad time, especially because they start looking at the end of the year and they realize that they get tight on some money. But we do help people with their rent, their electric, their gas, their phone.
Sure.
And they can go to colt45s.org and click on our, it's the red button with AIDS Trouble Fund on it. They can download our application as well as send an email or get in contact with us on the phone. But we do a lot of email stuff because we do not have somebody who actually mans the phones for our hotline.
Or even staffs them.
Right. Every dollar that you give to the Colt 45s goes directly to the AIDS Trouble Fund.
Yes, that's what I love about that organization.
Our office space is donated by the fabulous and lovely BRB upstairs. And our any computer equipment, any paper, any staples, we either buy out of our own pocket or people donate that.
That's
so it's
right.
a fabulous thing, and we've been...
Or every once in a while you have a fundraiser specifically for that.
Yes.
But we tell you
up front that we did. Yeah. And, you know, I will make a plug for one of our members that's taken a small hiatus to do a couple of things. Falcon, last year, specifically for the hurricane, he had raised money for a laptop as well as a massive shredder, which we work more than Enron did.
It's the Enron 2000 that they got.
I see. Mm. Well, we didn't have the wood chipper that they had. Oh, but anyway, I used to drive by these with the big trucks. But anyway, because after 34 years, you collect a lot of stuff.
You sure do.
And when you have 1,600 case or client files, we are very judicious about that legal aspect. But there's some things you say get rid of, and we like to do
good cross-cutting
or burning of things that we don't have to have because we're just... We get concerned about collecting too much.
Yeah.
And Falcon specifically raised money for that. And we, through his great efforts, we had $1,500, which actually we had a little bit more, $1,600 and some odd.
Mm.
I should know that, but it's on the paper, honest. And we were able to buy a fabulous laptop, which will be good for several years, as well as a nice scanner to go green-ish.
Wow.
Nice. So we scan everything, as well as we have a nicer office. You know, we know that we'll never be one of those big organizations, but we keep up with the technology, so we do good for our clients. And at this time of year, I will give a plug. We actually had one of our clients that we helped several years ago, and we get that once in a while, that we'll send in that occasional thank you. You helped me 4, 5, 6, 3 years ago, something like that. Here's $50 or here's, you know, a donation. So it's good with that organization that you do get those people that... We're not assisted living, but we help people in those times of bad stress and need when you know they get a big hospital bill or they've got something like that. We're lucky that we can work with other organizations such as PW Holiday Charities, or sometimes we work with SNAP or Pet Patrol. Mm-hmm. Oops, don't giggle. That specifically, instead of taking that money away where they would help our clients, they can help with their pets. When they're injured, we've had a couple people like that that we work with smaller organizations, as well as Legacy and MCC, which is fabulous to us as well.
As
you were putting their plug in for the garage sale, so they do a lot of good stuff.
Good.
It's my serious moment.
Wow.
You serious?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
And on time.
So this show starts, the doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7-ish.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be, what is the last, I think it's the last show of the, I think there's probably one the Sunday after that, but it'll be the last of those string of those Christmas shows. So come back and see us. And it's a little bit later in the year, but I will say it's going to be fun.
It's
going to be good.
I usually go pretty early so that I can get the best choice on the baked goods and then put them all in a wheelbarrow and take them back to my car and then come back for the show.
Well, it's something a little bit different this year. We are looking out of the box and trying to get back with some of those hands-on things. So, and if you don't know our member, Terry, I know there's people who listen here and there's some that do. She bakes like there's no tomorrow.
Oh,
and
she's
probably got the second best baked goods of anybody you know, except for somebody's brownies who said that they're not going to make them anymore.
Yeah.
Till the next time.
Till the next time. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't in the room when the contract was said, you know, we're voting you in, but you have to make brownies.
That's about it. Terry also has furnished baked goods for the PWA campout. So she not only makes the baked goods, but she hauls them 150 miles, you know, northwest of Houston. To where the boys are.
It's the Code 45s is a nice volunteer organization. It started off as a bunch of cowboys, but there were some cowgirls tossed in there.
There you
some
go.
Real cowgirls.
Mm-hmm.
And we look for people with good hearts that just like to have fun. We do things other than just shows. People do shows for us, so it's a little bit different as well as we go out and we do some things for ourselves.
I know that the Colts have done fundraisers for other folks.
Yes, we do. For not only for the Resurrection MCC, but we do them occasionally with our good friends at PWA Holiday Charities and some other organizations that help. We help us as well as we help our clients in other manners, so it's a good thing with that aspect.
It is.
We talked about
it's really good.
Some of those things. So if you've just got some time available, and it'll be a good thing. And I can tell you, the goodies, boy, I'll tell you what, if only half the people say they're going to bake what they bake. We have one member, Mike, who has a fabulous praline, which...
Really?
That he's never allowed out in public. Yes. So there's going to be more than just her baked goods. There's some people, you know, digging up some of those secret things. You know, some banana breads and some cranberries, orange scones, and some. It's just something a little bit funsy. And if we make a dollar, we make a dollar. That it's a dollar more than we had.
There
that's
you go.
The way we look at it. But
there
we've always been blessed at Christmas time for the people like yourself and Wes and Chris that help us, and we try to pay that back to the community. So, and you never know. We might actually bring a few, if I can talk her into it, maybe get a few free samples to bring up here.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Especially if she makes those darn balls of hers. Everybody loves Terry's balls.
She has the most delicious balls.
Oh. She does them with this tattooed rum and chocolate.
Oh my goodness. Sounds like my mom's fudge. My mom's fudge, I mean, it's so rich that it's like I'm serious. I had to go over there once a day and get one piece of the fudge because I couldn't eat more than that.
Wow. Your teeth cracking when you eat it.
Well, it was one of those things where it's like I've been into, Chase even it was said it perfectly. It's like you take that first bite and it's like, holy chocolate bomb. And it's just, whoa.
Yeah, so, I love that.
Oh, yeah. I took a couple of them to work one day and gave it to a few people and they were just like, wow. So.
Yeah, saying it's going to be perfect, but I can tell you pretty much, I can't speak for all of it, but 99.9% of it is going to be made by people. So it's not
good.
Something you can go to a store and buy. It'll
good.
Be
good. That's what I like.
That's where the homemade touch comes in.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's, you know, George Strait M&M cookies. And so we get some of those. Mm. And her praline.
Are you going to have shopping carts there for folks?
We probably wheel people out if they
eat too much.
Well, if they can't carry it all. But it'll be a fun time. And we'll see how this goes. We adapt and overcome, as they say.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Wes. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, KPFT.
Not a problem.
Okay, let's hear some Christmas music.
Yep, and get the hatchlings in here.
Okay.
Caroling, caroling, down we go. Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling, Christmas. So tight, like handcuffs at night, walking around in women. there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town.
Of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in a jingling beat. That's the jingle bell rock.
Of the girls that I love, even more than I usually do. And although it's been said I may never be wed, I promise you I'll be your homo for Christmas. And below the mistletoe and share a nettle made. Christmas Eve will find us where it's warm. Yes,
I'll be a homo for Christmas and Easter and Labor Day. You can really count on me. Not homo sapien, not homo erectus, but homosexual. We'll stand below the mistletoe and share anatomy. Christmas Eve will find us where it's warm and gay.
Miss M?
Let's sing one or two.
That would be divine.
You know, Johnny, you're the king of Christmas. Why don't you start the song?
I can't.
Why not?
Because it's in your key.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. Ooh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
nowhere to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. In the meadow we can build a snowman.
Oh man.
Then pretend that he is Parson Brown.
He'll say, "I am married." We'll say, "No man."
So man, but you can do the job when you're in town.
When we finally kiss goodnight.
How I'll hate going out in the storm.
I know, but if you really hold me tight,
so tight.
All the way home I'll be warm. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream
of sugar
by the fire. To face unafraid the man that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Bum 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 b Christmas Day. All right, kids. Are you ready for me? I know I look good, but there's always room for improvement. All I want for Christmas is my liposuction. I want some lipo, honey. I want you to put it all over my body. All I want for Christmas is my cheek implants and my chin implant. And let's see, my butt should be risen. Some parts are fake, some parts are plastic. So all I want for Christmas is my nose fixed up. Hey, I want a nose job. Rhinoplasty. All I want for Christmas is my teeth capped. I want my teeth capped and throw in an eye job while you're at it. Oh, yeah, honey.
You know this is a damn shame. Look at these thighs.
Honey, gravity is a bitch.
Tell me about it.
But, baby, I got my secret weapon.
And what's that, girl?
Park Avenue plastic surgeon. Woo! All I want for Christmas is my ribs removed. I want my ribs removed. I don't need them no more. All I want for Christmas is my cheek implants. Throw in a derma peel while you're at it. Doctor, doctor, hurry please. You'll need it here on the double. All the other queens, they're jealous of me. All I want for Christmas is my face lifted. I want my face lifted. I want my face snatched. All I want for Christmas is my face snatched so I can be oh so marvelous. Honey, I can use it all over my body. No, I ain't got nothing against it. Honey, I've been sucked, plucked, cinched, pinched, pulled, snatched. Baby, I have had every procedure done. And as long as there's a doctor on Park Avenue, I'll be looking good. Oh, yeah, honey, I'm looking good. Hey, let me tell you something. This Paul's gonna be fresh. Fresh as a daisy. Some parts are fake. Some parts are plastic. Some even say that I'm a phony. But I've dipped into the fountain of you, and that ain't no baloney. All I want for Christmas is my breast implants. I want my breast implants, baby, I want my breast implants. All I want for Christmas is my tummy tuck so I can look real purdy.
Oh, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by fear and tremble.
dreidel spinner, and this we can't forget. Paul was Saul before he was Paul, and the Last Supper was a satyr. Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and all his disciples were too. So all you Christians remember, your Lord was a Jew.
Change comes over us. There are places you go to get the quick news.
You know the kind. Those three-line summaries of world issues and events.
The celebrity gossip. The intellectual junk food.
And then there's public radio.
You tune to KPFT each day because you need more than just the summary.
You need to hear the whole discussion to make informed decisions.
You need to understand the background, to understand the cultures, ideas, and history that touches our lives.
You want music from more than five corporations.
You need a choice. And that's why you tune to community radio, because you have to know more.
People like you support KPFT to keep us on the air.
So visit KPFT.org today to become a member of this station.
This is listener-sponsored,
commercial-free,
Pacifica Radio,
KPFT, Houston.
Hello, this is KPFT's 90.1 Houston. And I'm Deloitte Parker, Executive Director of SHAPE Community Center. SHAPE, shaping history for the future. For over 33 years now, SHAPE has shaped history by actively working with issues important to all of us. The freeing of Nelson Mandela, the freeing of Clarence Brantley, death row inmate, the conviction and firing of the officers that killed Ida Delaney and Byron Gillen, voter mobilization, anti-death penalty, police brutality cases, nutrition programs, legal clinics, cultural programs, all of these programs working to make life better for all of us today for tomorrow. For more information about SHAPE, call 713-521-0629. SHAPE Community Center, 713-521-0629. Thank you.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Gallison, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. If you hadn't guessed yet, we don't have any hatchlings, so we're playing some Christmas music. You talk about that, because I don't know what it's about.
Oh, okay.
The note was for you. Where's headphones?
Get our information from various sources, and this piece of information came from a board member of KPFT, Teresa, and I hadn't heard about it, but Lucy Blue Tremblay, who has been is a lesbian and has been a singer-songwriter for, oh my God, I remember when I first came to After Hours in 1988, and she had been around for a while before that. So we're looking 30, 35 years. She's going to be at the Mill Bend Coffee House on Saturday, December the 12th at 8 p.m. The Mill Bend is at 1370 North Mill Bend Drive, the Woodlands. French-Canadian singer-songwriter Lucy Blue Tremblay is one of Canada's finest vocalists.
Canadians?
Canadian. What?
Canada.
Canada.
You said Canada.
Is one of Canada's finest vocalists, as well as an accomplished musician and phenomenal songwriter. Her music is intensely personal, sometimes sweet and clear, at others earthy and unrestrained. But she is always reaching out to her audience with great warmth and enthusiasm, sharing the passion and wonder that love and music have brought to her life. Her music is beautiful and inspiring, and it speaks of the breadth of emotions common to us all as we seek to be in touch with our spirit and at home in our world. Wow. That's pretty incredible. Lucy Blue Tremblay at the Mill Bend Coffee House, Saturday, December 12th. Wes,
yes.
You have been playing some fabulous Christmas music.
Yes, I have.
From the After Hours collection. Do you have a listing of what we've been hearing?
Oh, goodness, I got a long list. Let's see. Let's start from the top of the list.
Okay.
Started off our set after Colts there with Manhattan Transfer doing Caroling.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, let's start off with the beginning of the night. Let me back up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we didn't even talk about the stuff we heard at the very beginning of the show.
Yeah, before we played our intro this evening, we did the Vancouver's men's chorus doing White Christmas,
mm-hmm.
followed up by Go-Go Boys and the 12 Days of Gay Christmas.
Oh, my.
Then we had the Manhattan Transfer after Colts, Caroling, Caroling.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went ahead and a very shaky rendition of Dyke the Halls from Jan Barlow.
Oh, that's old, too. That's that thing is at least 25 to 30 years old.
Yeah, that CD is unfortunately gone a little too
It's
past its prime.
Oh.
It was...
Well, I've got that... See, I've got that on a cassette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then an old-time favorite for everybody around here, Bob Rivers, doing Walking Around in Women's Underwear.
Yes.
Then Janet Villas with Jingle Bell Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Venus Envy, I'll Be Homo for Christmas.
I love that song.
Then I went ahead and did Bette Midler along with
Johnny Mathis.
Mm-hmm.
Little Winter Wonderland medley that they had there.
That's nice.
The Nylons, Carol of the Bells,
mm-hmm.
Inner Voices, Foom, Foom, Foom.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I've done that one before. The South Coast Chorale, Coming Out for Christmas.
Now, that's from Florida, isn't it?
No.
South Coast Chorale?
That's not Florida.
Okay.
I know all the choruses down there, and there's only... Down in South Florida, there's two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in one of them. RuPaul, All I Want for Christmas. Then Sean Thomas doing Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Yes.
Which I've done solo back
really?
In my early days of singing.
Sean Thomas is a very accomplished gay Christian singer.
Mm-hmm. RuPaul, back when she still had a career.
Yeah. Oh, ouch.
Jill Sobule.
Jill Sobule.
Okay, whatever. Jesus was a dreidel spinner.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley should know. He spun dreidels with
him. Yeah.
Yeah, and so did Jimmy.
No, Jimmy wasn't Jewish.
Oh, okay. Pet Shop Boys, It Doesn't Often Snow at Christmas.
Aww.
Especially down here in Houston. And let's see, did I do that one yet?
It probably won't snow again.
Nope, I haven't done that one yet.
Okay.
So that's all I've done so far.
Wow.
I got a couple more
that's
queued
pretty
up.
Good.
But
the answer to South Coast Chorale,
yes,
is Long Beach.
Oh, is it?
Long Beach is the correct answer.
That would be California.
So we would say.
So, yeah, in Florida, it's
wrong
the...
Wrong coast.
In Florida, it's the South Florida Gay Men's Chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, I said that backwards. Gay Men's Chorus, South Florida.
Okay.
GMCSF, which is the same initials, but in a little bit different order for the SFGMC. San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus.
Oh, okay.
The Gay Men's Chorus, South Florida is the oldest chorus in Florida. Or as we called it, the grandfather chorus there. With the grandfather chorus of all the gay choruses being the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus.
Yeah.
And then right before I moved out of South Florida, South Beach got a gay chorus down there.
Oh.
So. Then, of course, there's the all the bands and everything,
so
too.
So they do all the dance numbers, right?
The South Beach Gay School? I really don't know if they do that or not, but I know that they were doing some choral music.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. And Houston Gay Men's Chorus is a pretty old chorus, too.
Yes,
it's one of the first, not the first gay men's chorus, but it's probably the third or the fourth.
It's up there.
It's really up there. Yeah. I've got their Christmas album somewhere.
Probably.
I don't know if I brought it with me tonight. I know I've got it. And they used to come on the show pretty regularly. I've got a tape from 1992 that a few chorus members came in and sang live on the show.
Mm.
And I taped it. Of course, it's in mono, and you know, so it's acoustically it's not too hot, but.
Yeah.
Those members are not with us anymore, so that particular tape is special to me.
Yeah. I thought about joining their chorus when I moved back to Houston, but
it's a rigid schedule.
Yeah, it is. Any chorus is a rigid schedule. I mean, it's just because it's you got all the practices, and then you have to be at the performances.
Sure.
And I mean, it's just a very rigid and structured schedule. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
keep saying rigid. Go ahead.
Yeah.
How rigid is it?
Very rigid.
Ooh.
After 4 hours, consult a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
or come over to my house.
It's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of practice.
Yeah, I think, it is.
And what's amazing about the gay choruses is the camaraderie that a lot of them have.
Mm-hmm.
I know the gay men's chorus of South Florida. I was kind of in a minority in that chorus, because most of the members were HIV positive,
mm-hmm.
or progressed even further on. All of them were great guys, and we all had a lot of fun. I think I have my picture in about 7 South Florida newspapers down
wow.
there. I've got a copy of a few of them at home. But, I mean, it's just a lot of fun. And it was always amazing to see a packed house whenever we would do a performance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's another way that most of us give back to our community. I mean.
And as an audience member, it always gives me chills to watch a gay men's chorus.
Yeah. It's
just the idea of all of these men standing up, mm-hmm. singing, proclaiming they're gay. It's just incredible to me.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I miss it at times.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, with the schedules I'm holding right now, it's hard to do stuff like
sure.
that.
Sure.
But, I mean...
Even the regular members may sit out this season.
Yeah. I mean, again, like I said, it's one of those ways that, for those of us that don't want to do radio programs like
mm-hmm.
we do... don't have the time to do stuff like a Reese's and all that.
Sure.
It's another way to give back to the
yes,
community.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's so many of us that do give back to the community in different ways. And it just all comes back around to just paying it forward and doing what we do best.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at this time of year.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all doing everything the best way we can. Rhesus doing their thing, Colt 45 is doing their
mm-hmm.
thing. All the choruses in the Bayou City bunch, they're all doing their thing to give back to the community in one way or another.
And not only that, these choruses also do smaller gigs, or you know, do a couple of numbers at a church somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not a gay church. I mean, they're representing the community out
yeah.
there by what they do.
Oh yeah, definitely.
To a straight audience, and I think that is very important work.
Yeah, what I always enjoyed was knowing that out in the audience, not only were there gays and lesbians in the audience, but there were also lots and lots of
preachers.
Just everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, straight people, gay people, you name
yeah.
it, they were there, and they were all enjoying it.
Yep.
And it was a lot of fun for me. And again, like I said, I miss it. I've been in choruses since I was, I was in the eighth grade first
no
time I
kidding.
Joined a chorus. And I've...
Boy,
and
that's
I've
been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Long while. I mean, I did choruses in middle school. I did several choruses in high school. Because I... I've done everything from traditional chorale music to madrigals.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. 16-member madrigal chorus, and we sounded like an 80-member chorus.
Wow.
And this was in high school. I mean, the two people on a part, 8-part harmony, and my counter, and the person that sang the same part I did was on the opposite side of the risers from me.
Oh.
And it was just amazing. It was a lot of fun. But again, I've done all sorts of stuff to the traditional stuff. I was in
magicals. No wonder he likes the Renaissance Festival.
Hey, when you're singing "Foom Foom Foom" 100 times during the Christmas season, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Going to wassailing. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Very few people know what a wassail is.
I know, right? It was just a lot of fun. I've been in when I was in the Navy, I was in choruses there. I've done. I've when I was there, I did memorial services and everything.
Wow.
So, and then I even went as far as I to do barbershop. I was in a barbershop chorus.
No kidding.
For a little while.
And oh, that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
And to get a picture of him in a red and white striped shirt and one of the little hats with the American flag stripe around the rim. And
it's just the sound is wonderful.
It's the harmony that goes along with it, too.
It's harmonies.
It's amazing. And, I mean, I remember one time, and not many people know this name, but Jerry McCaw, who's a very famous tag singer for barbershop choruses. One night I actually sat there probably for about an hour singing tags with Jerry McCaw.
Wow.
And that was, that in itself was something else. And then again, I finished it. My last course I was in, again, like I said, was this Gay Men's Chorus of South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I was with them for 2.5-3 years. Did many, many performances with them. Everything from memorial services for people that passed away with HIV and AIDS and stuff like that, to Christmas performances, or the summer performances that we did. I mean, I did lots of stuff, so it was a lot of fun.
So I've got a kindred soul when it comes to men's chorus music.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I love, especially at this time of year, because, I mean, there's nothing better than hearing the four-part harmony of a men's chorus doing Christmas music.
You bet.
Not to put down the women's choruses or anything.
No.
It's the richness that you get from that. So.
And especially in a gay men's chorus performance, because you're going to hear the traditional stuff, and then every once in a while you'll hear something like,
something
I'm coming out for Christmas.
Yeah, something
and,
really campy.
You know, yeah.
Which is always great.
It is fun.
And I know we did several of them, too, when I was with the chorus down there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just all sorts of the traditional secular stuff, plus the campy stuff. And, in fact, I think one of the hardest songs I ever did was a Christmas song with the Gay Men's Chorus, and it was sung all in Hebrew.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
The hardest song I have ever, and I've sung in a lot of languages. I've sung in Russian, I've sung in German, Latin, Spanish, but Hebrew was the hardest. I mean, absolutely the hardest language I've ever
sung. A lot of phlegm.
A lot of phlegm, you name it.
Come on.
I think our audience was covered in spittle by the end of the song. So as we talked about earlier,
the Gay Men's Chorus has got something coming up.
Yeah.
Twisted Holiday with Bayou City Chorale, Tuesday, December 15th, 7:30 p.m.
Actually, I think that's just the Gay Men's Chorus on that one.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, GMCH, I think is what
GMCH.
Is. Yeah, GMCH would be the Gay Men's Chorus of Houston.
And that will be at Jones Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bayou City Women's Chorus, it will have their second performance Tuesday, December the 8th, this Tuesday, coming up at 7:30 at the Unity Church.
Yeah.
At Westheimer and Hillcroft.
And I think that's the last of the Christmas performances, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So
pretty much.
Again, it's when we talk about supporting the community and everything, that's another way to do it, because those guys and gals, they put their heart and soul into these performances. So go out there and support them, because they're giving back to all of us in their way.
You bet. Now, the guy sitting next to you there has been checking out the computer. And
he's still looking through the porn.
Oh.
It's not porn. There's occasionally a story in there. I've clicked 3 or 4 different articles out of this website.
Have you now?
I
it is roundtable time, isn't it?
Yes.
It sure is.
And, yes, there are some of the sites that I get information from that we use for the roundtable are not safe for work. I would assume
that's a nice way of putting it.
Butch feeling a huge fisting bottom, and I tore a true fisting pig.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's not a news article.
No, that's a feature. Oh. Oh, hello.
You got the power tool?
Yeah.
We've got an interesting side story about something similar to that.
You know.
They have a feature right in here about someone using the shock spot machine.
A shock spot?
Yeah, basically it's an air hammer with a dildo at the end.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of these new mechanics.
Boy, that'll pound it into you, won't it?
Well, there's a lot of these things creating devices that will actually do the motion for you. Whether you're sitting on it and it, you know, will it'll go does the thrusting and rotating and all that.
Ooh.
There are downsides to this, though.
I can imagine.
High electricity bills. That, too.
A woman was injured in a power tool sex toy encounter.
Oh, my. What happened to
Lexington Park, Maryland. Some sexual experimentation landed a Southern Maryland woman in hospital with injuries that tough to imagine, even more difficult to forget. Maryland State Police airlifted a 27-year-old woman to Prince George's County Hospital early on Sunday after she became injured in an accident involving a sex toy attached to a saber saw blade.
What?
What in the...
I can already see where this is going. There's been some specials where they show a person taking a reciprocating saw and attaching a dildo to the end.
That's more than you can take.
But the thing is that apparently what they did is instead of putting a shaft on the end of the reciprocating saw to attach the dildo, they just took the dildo and put it on the actual saw blade.
Oh, no.
A man who called 911 about the incident admitted attaching the sex toy to the saw and then using the high-powered homemade device on his partner. The saw cut through the plastic toy and wounded the woman.
Oh, my God.
I bet it did.
Injuries were severe enough for a medevac. The woman was released from the hospital and recovering from her injuries. They talked to the woman who told investigators she suffered injuries during a consensual act and she and her partner were trying something new and no crime was committed.
Ooh.
So another reason to take shop class and actually pass.
Yeah.
And yet another reason for me not to like sushi. Anyhow.
Now, stop.
Now, the twisted part about the website this is on, which is NBCWashington.com.
Really?
They have a poll on all their stories where you can decide whether you are, what you're feeling about this article. Are you furious, sad, bored, thrilled, intrigued, or laughing? 66% of the people who read this article are laughing. 12% are sad.
Laughing?
Laughing.
9% are intrigued. 6% are bored. 4% are furious. And 4% are thrilled.
Well, taking the poll here, I think most of us got a good chuckle out of it.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. It saw through her vagina? Ow.
The Chinese government has opened a gay bar.
The government?
The government?
The Advocate reports the Health Department of Dali, China, has opened a government-funded gay bar in an opportunity in an effort to reach out to China's increasingly openly gay community. Dali is one of the six cities with the highest AIDS rates in China.
Sounds like they did it to identify gay people.
That says 10, not 6.
10, sorry. Same-sex transmission accounts for about one-third of the new HIV infections, according to the Minister of Health. The bar will offer sex education and free condoms, as well as companionship to its patrons.
Wow, only one-third?
The bar will be a public gathering place for gay men, especially from rural villages, who will gather in a patch of woods near the historic town. Although it's funded by the government, the bar is staffed by volunteers from a local nonprofit organization for gay men called the Good Friend Center. The China View reports the bar has been financed by public funds in the amount of 120,000 yuan, which is about $17,576.
Well, it is China. Things are cheaper.
Yeah. Some readers think it's a waste of taxpayer money or an indirect endorsement of the homosexual behavior. So the Beijing News in an opinion piece, I think if there's another way to reach out to the gay community, it would be necessarily to open a gay bar.
Yeah, rather than play safe than playing out in the woods somewhere.
Yeah.
But
should open a bath.
Yeah.
Bathhouse.
From the sounds of it, it almost sounds like one.
Well, yeah, it does.
Just a touch.
The back room of any globe. Now, I'm waiting now for a Chinese version of that song, I'm going to take you to a gay bar.
Yeah.
So you're interested, because if you go to the original version of that video, it's Abraham Lincoln singing it.
I beg your pardon.
Do we have a link?
The video for I Want to Take You to a Gay Bar by
Electric Six.
It's Abraham Lincoln singing I Want to Take You to a Gay Bar.
Hilarious.
Well, yeah. There's two versions. There's the one that Abraham Lincoln singing.
And then there's the one where they have, it looks like George W. Bush and Tony Blair are singing it.
Oh!
Yeah. Now, wasn't the George W. one, or the George W. Bush one taken off of YouTube?
I don't know if it's been removed from YouTube or not, but I saw it there. An update to a story we...
Whatever happened to Fist Me for Christmas?
Well, I think it's better for the leather show next week.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to have it for the children. A little follow-up to a story we mentioned a little bit earlier today about the Langham Creek gay assault.
Yes, that we talked about earlier.
Yes, the bus driver has been fired in connection with an openly gay student getting beaten up because of his sexuality, Channel 2 reported on Thursday.
The bus driver?
Jaron Martin, 16, said he when his bus stopped in his Sci Fair neighborhood 2 weeks ago, nine students chased him into a neighbor's open garage. He said a 16-year-old boy tried to beat the gayness out of him using a metal pipe.
Oh, God.
Langham Creek High School officials acknowledged that the day of the beating, Martin asked school leaders and the bus driver for help and protection.
Actually, my mom was at the vigil for it Monday morning.
Really? Mm-hmm.
A Sci-Fair ISD spokeswoman said an assistant principal at Langham Creek is still under review. At question, did the assistant principal respond appropriately when an openly gay student asked for help before he was beaten by another student?
Okay, let me get this right. The bus driver gets fired, but the teachers don't?
Well, I think what it is because it's easier to get rid of the bus driver than it is to get rid of the assistant principal quickly. It's still under review.
Oh, okay.
The district said the school bus driver has been fired. As for the assistant principal, the district spokesperson said more details have come to light on how he responded, but those details are not being released now. The review is not completed. Thus far, his actions have not merited putting him on administrative leave, including the review of what happened that day or details that cannot be shared publicly because of federal law.
Oh, he's putting a big spin on this, I'll bet.
Well,
most likely the family wants action, and so they're trying to do everything that they can. Mm-hmm. By firing a bus driver, they show that they are addressing the issue, Cypher District.
Martin claims...
It still kind of sucks.
Yeah, now that they still have him under review, like the assistant principal under review, that shows the family they're still, like, acting towards it.
Yeah, but they're going to put a twist on it, and he's going to get out of it.
It's just, it's a little bit like the drug wars and stuff. More people going off after the little dealers instead of going after the
exactly.
heads. It's a whole
exactly.
lot harder to go after the heads.
Yeah. So how's the student doing?
I'm not quite sure about the student. I wasn't able to make it to the vigil myself because I sleep. It was at 6:25 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Across the street from Langham Creek because they couldn't have it on school grounds.
Oh.
Because the school doesn't have... I don't think it has, like, a GSA program at all.
Oh.
One other reason why I think, probably what they're talking about with these other information light is I remember somebody posting response to one of the articles on, I believe it was the Channel 11 website,
mm-hmm.
about this and saying, basically saying that the kid who was beat up had flirted and hit on some of these kids before. So they're probably throwing that stuff in there. Technically this kid wasn't the gay student wasn't busted for sexual harassment beforehand. Is probably what they're coming down with on that.
So if let's see, if a straight kid flirted with a whole bunch of girls and then a whole bunch of girls got together and beat the crap out of him, that would be okay?
I don't know. We're talking about.
I mean, you're talking about homosexual panic.
Yeah.
Which
is bullcrap.
Yeah, of course it is.
And plus, you're also talking about a school district that is very expanding. It is probably one of the fastest growing school districts around. You're
schools
also
are popping up like rabbits.
You're talking about a school district that is diverse to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And especially because of Katrina. Became even more diversified.
Okay.
That an element that you're thinking of the fact of this is a suburban school district
that has
with a level of certain affluence to it in its area, and
then they should know better.
But the thing is what you're seeing a lot of what has come in now is not the same. It's too much more of a melting pot, and there's a lot of trouble they're having in a lot of the schools.
Are you trying to say that there's an influx of black students?
Well, the victim himself is black.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the victim himself is African American.
Okay.
But you're getting a lot of, in the recent years since Katrina, that whether or not it was because Cypher took in a lot of refugees from Louisiana, and that, but there has been an increase in trouble that is attributed to this influx of people who aren't normally in the Cypher area. Not defending it, just stating a fact.
Okay.
On that. So, there's a lot of outside influences, and whether or not that takes into effect here, but, you know, it's a situation where it's a very... My brother went to a different school, high school in the Cypher school district. So, in hearing about some of the changes that have gone over in the years since then, it is very much a developing area, and unfortunately...
You know, and we could do a whole show on that one statement that they were going to beat the gay out of him. Where do kids ever get that idea that you can accomplish this?
You get that from...
Your parents?
Your parents. You get it from certain songs and video games that, you know, that can add... You know, I'm not one who blames video games...
And religions.
...for that. But, you know, it comes down to... You have someone who is being... You're being told that gay people are subhuman, in a sense.
Yes,
they're not
exactly.
They're garbage. They're crap. They're nothing. And so, you know, these are the kind of people who will take a lead pipe to a dog... You know, what's the difference about taking it to a homosexual?
There you go. Okay. Do we have another story?
Hold on.
Because
I'm
getting really ill.
Well, I mean, going back to the whole video game thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with the whole going with the video game thing. It's really how you're brought up.
Yeah.
It's going to be how your parents raise you. If they raise you, hey, if something's different, you know, then change it. Or, you know, you can even go into
it.
Yeah, or attack it. Or even your religion saying, you know, if you don't believe this thing, then go out there and force everyone to believe what you want to believe. I mean, quite frankly, if you grow up in a household or you're in a household that is loving and nurturing and is, hey, we're all human beings here on this earth, let's all try to get along, you're not going to run into these types of stories. You're not going to run into these types of things, no matter what kind of games or music your kids listen to.
And as soon as I said it, I tried taking back what it says there, because I don't believe in using the excuse of video games and movies.
It's the same
music.
As remember, well, no, nobody here remembers, but back in the 50s, it's that rock and roll music that makes these kids bad.
Well, now it's rap. I mean, back then it was rock and roll. Now it's rap.
Now it's
Grand Theft Auto. I mean, they're always going to find a scapegoat for this instead of actually buckling down and saying, hey, you know what, parents? Raise your kids.
It
all boils down to everything because, I mean, you can attribute everything to the way a child is raised. I mean, it's kind of like you can look at all these kids that are on all these drugs for the supposed ADHD.
How you put quotes there.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe in it. Because
I was on Ritalin for years, and then I got off of it, and I was just fine.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. From personal experience, one summer when I was in high school, I had a babysitting job. And part of that was making sure that this one, one of the kids that I had to watch took this medicine for ADHD. Well, there was one day I forgot to give it to him.
Oops.
And I'll put it this way, he was so calm and relaxed and mellow. Without it. But the minute he went back on it, boom, bouncing off the walls, couldn't control him worth a damn. I was just like, you know what? I think a lot of these people are... I mean, it all comes down to raise your child.
Yes.
Raise your child.
Take the responsibility and raise
the
child.
Being an adult. My parents, they raised us. They raised me, my brother, and sister. They didn't leave us to the TV. They didn't leave us to video games and music. No, they were active in what we did. If we weren't supposed to be doing it, they were right there with a belt in hand.
Tell me.
I believe I made that rant during our Adam Lambert conversation last week.
Exactly.
Same situation here. It's like, raise your kid.
Mm-hmm.
You gave birth to him. raise them.
Exactly.
If you didn't want to raise it, why you should have wrapped it up in the first place.
That's right.
There's a consequence for not wrapping it up.
Well, I mean, you got a generation of kids having kids. That's what I think the problem is.
Well, there's a lot of that. Problem. But I mean, my mom had me when she was 17.
Mm. Well, I'm not saying an age is anything to do with being a kid. I mean, I know 32-year-old people who I would consider kids.
Oh, yeah.
So
I mean, look at some of the ones dancing around in South
Beach.
Yeah,
I think I'm in a room with some of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Moving on. What else you got?
I'm the original Peter Pan.
Peter something.
Peter Pansy.
Yeah, exactly. What else? What do you got?
That too.
What do you got next?
I was trying to figure what they were saying about his finding naked pictures of him.
What?
Still looking at porn?
Two different articles here involving naked pic pull. More pictures have leaked out about Levi Johnson. Still no pictures of the Johnson.
Just the Levi.
If you go to Tola Road, they'll give you a link to a site called Oh No They Didn't on LiveJournal, in which they have several pictures from the Playgirl shoot, including a yummy ass.
He does have a nice ass.
That it is.
So after the pictures come out, there we'll dedicate My Ass Looks Fantastic to him.
Okay.
That is an awfully big glove he is using to cover his crotch, though.
Well, it is a hockey glove.
Right. That's what we'll do. After the pictures come out officially, there we'll do a double feature for him. My Ass Looks Fantastic, followed by Hockey Hair.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the original article on here. It's from The Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
They interviewed Randy Harrison.
Yeah.
From Queer as Folk.
Oh.
The twink. Who's discussing his new role as the late art legend Andy Warhol.
He'd be perfect.
There's a picture of him as Andy in this. At Yale Rep's Pop, in his own status as a reluctant post-gay pop icon, plus his secret nude photos.
Ooh.
Or did I scroll through here and I don't see where they... Oh, here it is.
That's because they're secret.
Okay, you
play about tell that you more. It's secret, it's not secret.
Oh, here it is. There.
This is the world in 2009. Oh. Everything that says secret on it, everybody will know about in 5 minutes.
Oh, exactly. Just type it in Google, you'll find it.
They said he played Alan Strang in the Berkshire Theater Festival's celebrated 2005 production of Echus. How did you, unlike Daniel Radcliffe, manage to avoid having your picture of your penis posted all over the internet? His response is, well, ushers were running down the aisles taking cameras out of people's hands. Actually, I've heard there's one way to get it, which isn't a surprise, knowing some of my fans. I don't know if it's online, but you have to go into one of those fan forums or live chats and talk to some middle-aged, overweight woman who probably has it in a file somewhere on her desktop.
Oh, how rude.
So. Well, I don't want to do that. I just want to see the damn picture. I mean... all the scenes he had where you got to see his rear end.
Yeah.
Because it was Showtime. Mm-hmm. They're not going to show a dick. So, lovely. This really should get you into the holidays.
Amazing how Jimmy just walked into the front there where the computer is.
Yeah, I turned off that picture. here's a picture of Santa Claus.
A very interesting picture.
It's made out of condoms.
Oh.
Turn the screen. Let's see that.
There is red condoms. They've unfurled.
Oh, that's nice.
Yellow ones and orange ones.
Isn't that cute?
Nothing says Christmas called, like being safe.
It's called the WTF Condom Santa. You can find it on djmick.co.uk.
Speaking of condoms, and condoms remind me of the fact that it was just World AIDS Day.
Yes, it was.
And which also reminds me that somebody who used to come here a lot, who we used to call the mascot, just had yet another birthday.
That's right. He's now old enough to be in the bars that he's been going to for 2 years.
Four, but who's counting?
apparently you.
Love you, Travi. Anyhow. His birthday, he's always complaining that it really sucks he and his brother happened to be born on World AIDS Day.
Speaking of other people from the past from our show, in a roundabout way, Joshua Coteau, the son of filmmaker Jonathan Coteau, the film Tarnation. Talking about being the son of a gay man, as part of New York Times' 1 in 8 million series. We've got a little video of him about that. You can go to CotolaRoad.com and find that. No, it's not the CD. It's a special burn CD, which, of course, he didn't check the title. Hey, gay mayoral news. Campbell City Council is expected to select Evan Lowe as their new mayor. Lowe is 26, Asian, and openly gay, and may or may not be single.
May or may not be? Well, it's got to be one or the other.
It's
a 50-50 chance there.
Oh, I love the link on here they give you. They have a highlight thing for a link on the may or may not be single.
Uh-huh.
It takes you to a website, queerty.com, and the title of that page is America's Youngest Mayor, Evan Lowe, is ambitious, driven, and hot.
We got any pictures of?
Yes. For such a young lad, he's sure to be making waves in politics, so much so San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom declared June 5th, 2006, Evan Lowe Day.
Okay, I will say yes, I do agree he is hot.
So. You're going to have to get up, Merlin.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get up for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
Yeah, any cure Asian, he maybe have to work over at Mounties. You don't know the whole story.
Hopefully it doesn't
sound like I don't want to know.
He doesn't have the damn series. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have a new celebrity lesbian.
Again?
Yay.
Meredith Baxter.
Yes.
Since her TV heyday in the 70s and 80s as the darling of popular primetime series Family and Family Ties, Meredith Baxter has mainly flown under the radar, with a few exceptions of the acclaimed churns of made-for-TV movies such as My Breast and A Woman Scorned, The Betty Broderick Story. That is until she boarded the Sweet Caribbean cruise with thousands of other lesbians last month. If the woman who famously played Elise Keaton, liberal mother to Michael J. Fox's conservative Alex on the long-running sitcom Family Ties, thought she would go unnoticed amid generations of gay women who idolized her for her blonde-haired, blue eyes, all-American good looks, she was wrong. When the 62-year-old actress realized that she and her partner of 4 years, Nancy Locke, a 54-year-old contractor, were making a splash on the lesbian cruise, Baxter decided to take control of the story as she knew would follow her when she came back to shore and come out publicly. True form, Baxter has been sober for 19 years, has spoken at engagements across the country about her battle with alcoholism. The Emmy Award-nominated actress wanted to make sure there was no skeletons in her closet. I like on Jon Stewart when he showed the on his latest edition of Gay Watch. He showed Meredith coming out on the Today Show, and he goes, "Well, all we asked you was, are you looking forward to a Family Ties reunion? I'm a lesbian." she's one of those coming out in life. She's 13 years ago. She had a short-term affair with a woman, and it's now led into this. So. I'm not sure what caused it, if it was I've always said that, being the child of a radical right-wing conservative will do that, but I guess maybe either playing the parent of one, or it's all those damn Lifetime movies that she did.
I think it's like six of one, half a dozen of the other.
And if that's the case, then Valerie Bertinelli, out, because you took the throne from her of being in all the Lifetime movies.
Yeah.
At least that'll make Eddie Van Halen happy. I banged a lesbian. But,
That would have made for an interesting Family Ties episode.
I think they'd have to put that on a different channel.
Well, it would, especially if you see I don't think, I don't know if Brian Bonsall's in jail yet or not. When they jumped the shark and had him give another kid, the boy who played the youngest, the son, right. Alex is king.
Right.
He's punk now. last time I saw him, he had several piercings in his face and was on the lam from being beating up his girlfriend, I believe.
Oops.
It's not really an oops thing.
Oh, Canada!
Yeah, I know.
An award-winning film on its way back to Canada from an international gay festival that was in October was held up at the Canadian border for a month. Edmonton filmmaker Trevor Anderson received a letter from the Canadian Border Services Agency informing him that his short film, Dinks, had been detained and was being investigated for obscenity. A few days later, the tape was returned to him in the mail. When Anderson phoned them to find out why his film had been flagged, he said he was told a customs official at the border in Emerson, Manitoba, had not known what it was and decided to investigate it. I guess the fact that it was called Dinks, D-I-N-X, and coming from the Austin Gay Lesbian International Film Festival was enough for them to check the obscenity box. This has been happening a lot in Canada. They almost had to, scramble on the Toronto Gay Film Festival here recently because a couple of the films they were planning on featuring wasn't allowed to get across the border. It was stopped by their customs agency. And
maybe customs just wants free movies.
Well, so apparently the members of parliament are looking into this. Several of them, one of them was a PG rated film.
Oh, PG geez. For us or PG for them?
It just says PG. Let's see here. Canada's border guards are holding prints of three films destined for a gay film festival in Ottawa. Sorry. And they won't release them until they've had a chance to watch them from beginning to end. Poses a problem for Inside Out, a Toronto-based film festival with an annual Ottawa satellite program. The three films shown in Canada have been shown in Canada before. Patrick 1.5 is a PG-rated film about a gay couple's foibles adopting a child in Sweden. Clapham Junction is R-rated, but by no means obscene. The other one is I Can't Think Straight. The other film sees as a relatively mainstream film that has a theatrical release in the summer. So
I Can't Think Straight. I want to do the sequel to that. I Can't Walk Straight. Sorry.
Already
made your movie, My Right Foot.
No, I thought it was F the Disabled.
No. By the way, I've seen that. That's hysterical. I would love to meet that. If that guy's still alive, living in Harlem, I want to meet that man. I really do. He's effing hysterical.
Those crazy Yaleys again. Apparently, a 25-year-old evangelical preacher, Jesse Morrell, has been attracting a crowd on the Yale campus. While Morrell failed to attract much attention from passerbyers during his first 2 days on campus, on Thursday afternoon, about 100 Yaleys gathered to watch him rail against moral corruption at Yale. Several of those gathered wondered aloud if Morrell actually believed the things he said, and others heckled him during hearing his sermon, while others took photos and videos on their cell phone. It seems he's really enjoying it, frankly. He's wearing a sandwich board saying, "Repent, fornicators, homosexuals, liars, thieves, masturbators, Obama voters, Buddhists, dirty dancers, Hindus, gangster rappers, Muslims, drunkards, feminists, immodest women, Democrats, liberals, evolutionists, atheists, potheads, sodomites. Hell awaits you."
Wow, he just negated
the entire population of the earth?
The population of the planet.
Now, was he wearing a cardboard sign?
Yes, he was wearing a cardboard sandwich
board. How small was the writing on that?
It's pretty big size. I mean, I'm reading the picture here.
It goes from his shoulders down to his knees.
Oh, okay.
It's a poster board size.
He fit an awful lot on that. Wow.
Yeah. The key thing is the picture they have on here, and Toller Road says he loves this photo, is he's standing on the side here with his Bible and his little sandwich board. And these two gay men are these two. I'm sorry, these two men are kissing. The one guy is standing. The other guy is kind of jumped up into his arms and has his legs wrapped around his ass to hold himself up. And the funny thing is, the preacher kind of has his head down, like, "Oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this."
Oppose that. Something I do quite frequently on this show. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that...
As if you don't do that enough at home, huh?
I just give the bad looks at home.
Next time, just roll up a newspaper. Okay, it works
just
fine.
For the record. I still think that preacher got off better than the guy, the one young guy who used to go off at the corner of Montrose and Westheimer. He got some street kid who outsized him by at least 100 pounds, got really sick of listening to him, wrapped his arm around the guy's head and proceeded to use his head for a bongo.
Oh my god.
Out in the open, right there at Montrose and West, I watched this happen.
And I bet you laughed too, didn't you?
I was sitting there going, you know, that's just really stupid, but hysterical nonetheless.
I'm not going to sit here.
I am not going to advocate violence. But if you're going to stand there, surrounded by people who are obviously not people who are showing any signs of liking what you're saying, you shouldn't be surprised if one of them, especially one of the street kids in this neighborhood back then...
Treat you like the Yellow Pages?
Treat you like...
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned with that, you know, if they want to have a religious experience and check out a cross there, take them to the back patio of the Ripcord. There's a St. George's cross we can introduce them to.
You mean St. Andrews?
St. Andrews. I'm sorry. That's right. George is the plus sign. Andrews is the X.
Well, I'm not sitting here advocating violence or anything, but I mean, if you're going to come down here, especially if you're some evangelical person, you're going to come down to an area that is well known for its gay population and then basically tell everybody who lives here, hey, guess what? You're wrong. He kind of had it coming to him.
I want him to meet some... I want him to meet a handful of the... more evangelical types in the gay community. And I just want to see that war on the corner. The two of, you know, because I know a few folks in this community who are just as hardcore Christian who are queer. I'd love to see that fight.
I'll bring the popcorn.
I would love to see that. They could shout scripture at each other for 2 days.
The Adam Lambert saga continues.
Haven't we beat that dead horse enough?
No, because GLAAD seems to be ping-ponging on this.
Probably because they got an earful. But go ahead.
They've kind of put out three different statements supporting ABC, we're supporting Adam, supporting ABC, going, you know, back and forth. The latest thing they said on here was that they appreciate ABC's commitment to gay and transgendered inclusion in other programming. However, let us be clear that GLAAD remains steadfast in our assertion that Adam Lambert is being subjected to a double standard by ABC as an openly gay performer. We do not support ABC canceling Adam Lambert's past and future performances. We urge the community to reach out to ABC and express their concerns that Adam Lambert is being subjected to a double standard. Part of this comes from the fact that not only was his GMA appearance canceled, but... apparently he was in line to be on the Dick Clark New Year's Rocking Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
Taking off that.
And they say, some saying he's off that show, some say, you know, that hasn't been decided yet. So as a consolation prize, they're going to book him on The View.
Is that really a consolation prize?
Oh,
well,
I would love to see the... that's another showdown I want to see. I'd love to see the thing between him and that one...
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I would just love that.
Someone's trying to call, but we don't have a way of taking phone calls right now. So.
We're almost over.
Yeah.
So we really don't have a way to do that.
So that's interesting. Another thing is someone's come up with an old video that shows a performer, Pink, who on stage took a guy's face and rubbed it into her crotch on a music show several years ago on Fox. And the FCC did nothing, and Fox didn't get their knickers in a knot.
Nothing about that.
I haven't heard anything about that either.
But
kind of a little double standard issue.
Like I said, some people like standards so much they have doubles. Oh, that just makes me nuts.
Let's see. Montreal researcher study on the impact of pornography on men is making headlines around the world. Here's how two British papers described it. Porn-loving men ruin sex study, said The Sun. All men watch porn, scientists find, says The Telegraph. When Université de Montréal assistant professor Simon Lewis, Le Janson, launched his project with men in their 20s, he wanted to interview subjects who have never been exposed to pornography. Porn virgins. He couldn't find any. Guys who don't watch pornography do not exist. His study examined the habits of 20 university students who consumed X-rated material. That would be all of them. And the impact on their sexual identity and how it shapes their relationship with women. They found that most boys seek pornography by age 10, at the time when most of them are curious about sex. They choose what they wanted to see and quickly rejected what they found offensive. For example, bestiality or violence. About 90% of the pornography consumed on the internet, while 10% comes from video stores. There's a
made it so much easier for people these days. The internet,
of course, because the internet is for porn.
Yeah, exactly. Is for porn. Thank you, Q.
Thank
you, Avenue Q.
One other thing, there's some more pictures of our fundraiser we did a couple of weeks ago here from Tony's Corner Pocket. You can go to seaowl.net, click on the club's picture, the club's Houston, and click on Tony's Corner Pocket. And there's a whole bunch of pictures in there. You will see pictures of Jimmy and
Chris
Wes
and
me and
hairdo, that is.
In the beehive hairdo. That is a scary picture. I didn't realize how much blue eyeshadow he put on me. Hit the... One thing we forgot to do last week when we did our show, when we end here, is we have a kind of a tradition. We do it in December of a song we end our programming with. We were kind of hoping we would be not having to need the song, and... Looks like we're still going to need it for a couple more years. And it's something we put out as a wish and a hope from us on After Hours and with KPFT and that. So as our tradition has been for, I don't know, what, 5-7 years now?
Yeah.
We're bringing you Melissa Etheridge, Happy Christmas, War is Over. Coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pas Salé. And so we'll have this and the PSAs. Be back next week.
So this is Christmas. We are here on the
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get
me. I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.